Warning, this podcast is about to open the sealed section of spirituality.
Hey you, yeah you, we see you, you divine human being.
And we are calling you to come home.
We are ready to talk about the real shit. We're going to get real about life as a divine human being.
The good, the not so great, spirituality and taboo. Divinely Human is the podcast that's all about what it means to be human in a spiritual context.
We know it's not just about being spiritual, it's about being human too.
And that means changing poopy nappies and channeling angels.
Sometimes even at the same time. It's time for us to stop making other people's noise our own soundtrack of life.
Let's make some waves together so that we can all ride them together and create deep resonance, a sense of home in this crazy world.
Pour yourself a coffee
or a glass of wine if that's your potion.
And sit down with your new favorite spiritual sisters
as we go on a journey together into what it means to be
a divine human being
on this spiritual journey.
Hello and welcome to another week on the Divinely Human podcast. I am Tanita.
And I'm Alicia.
Thanks for coming back and joining us for another week. I don't know if you have been in Thread World, but we are deeply, deeply immersed in it. And I want to chat about it today because I literally cannot think about anything else. I live, breathe, I am Threads at this point.
I am just a thread woven into the tapestry of the Threads universe.
Literally. I'm just a thread expressing myself as a human at this point.
I formally identify as a thread.
Okay, I think we might need a
let's
support group for thread people.
I feel though there are a few people that are probably thinking, what the fuck are these two women talking about right now? So just to fill you in, if you haven't joined the club yet, Instagram Meta, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg has officially gone head to head with Elon Musk and released a platform very similar to Twitter, but it just has a whole different energy about it. I don't know about you, but I'm on Twitter. I don't post. I'm there just for like the research folks that I follow. There is really interesting. And, you know, obviously it's very political over there. Really political, very, very like, if you're going to find a conspiracy theorist, you're going to find it there. Like they're going to be there. Because Elon has created a space where there is freedom of speech. I mean, it is very not like Meta in the way of like, you can actually speak about whatever you would like freely, which I think is a really, really valuable thing. And it's something that Meta has not yet, well, I don't think they ever will allow. So yeah, obviously over in Twitter land, I've had to have so much discernment when I've been there because you don't have, you know, all of their little bots like policing everything all the time. So it's just, yeah, I don't really spend a lot of time there. But this new Threads platform is just a breath of fresh air.
It is, isn't it? I love it. I never got into Twitter either. I mean, there have been multiple times where I've set my account up, but every time I go on there, I just, for some reason, can't log into my account or whatever, and I just could not be fucked, to be honest, to try. So that's really interesting. I'm not surprised that it's a very like political place, but with Threads, it does have a very different energy. I always saw like Twitter as the place to kind of get updates from these people who are very out of touch with society and who are kind of out of reach and out of the mundane kind of day-to-day life that we live in. It feels like a lot of hierarchy over there. And so with Threads, it comes across with this really level playing ground, like playing field. And it's just so freeing. And I mean, like the astrology can tell us why that is, but it's fascinating that you can almost mimic a platform and still come across with a very different energy because ultimately they do have two different energy sources, right? And I find that so fascinating, and also a reminder for a lot of us who are sharing very similar services in the spiritual community that no one can ever truly mimic your offer. It truly is about the essence behind it. And truth be told, we don't actually know what Mark Zuckerberg's plan is behind the scenes, although we can feel and we can look at how everybody else is acting on Threads, and it is a very, very different energy.
I've actually been enjoying it so much, and I saw this thread this morning and I saved it because I actually want to read it out.
Yes, please.
I just came across it, and the beautiful thing about threads is that, like, it shows people's threads, and I'm like, who is this person? I've never seen them before. I know that Instagram does that, but being hit with someone's words before any sort of visual, it's like it gives that ability to be able to really connect in more. And I stop to actually read what people have to say instead of going like, not interested, not interested. So this thread came up this morning, and I cannot relate more to what this person said. They said, something interesting I've noticed is that most people are interacting with people they found on Threads, not people they follow on Instagram. I'm finding myself doing the same. 90% of people I'm talking to are people I've found here. I'm even choosing to mute the pages I follow on Instagram because I don't need a repeat of the same stuff I've already seen. Wasn't what I thought my experience would be initially, but I'm liking this. It's a lot better. And I feel that I've actually gone and unfollowed a whole, because I know when we all jumped on the bandwagon, it just immediately, our account like automatically just followed everyone that we follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I had to go through and I was like, unfollow. I'm feeling like I have this newfound sense of discernment of who I'm following on here as well. And the fact that you can go and mute some people, like if you see a random thread that of someone that you don't even follow, you can just mute it and you won't see it. Like, I don't know, I'm just enjoying it. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. If you agree, if you're feeling the same or can add anything.
Love that. I think it's really fascinating because I've been finding so many people that I would actually overlook on Instagram, but I'm vibing them more on Threadworld. Yeah. Like, I would just follow them because they were somebody that I followed at the beginning of my journey and kind of fell out of touch with, you know, who they were and what they were sharing. And now I'm starting to really see more about who they truly are. And I think that Threads really has released this need to show up perfectly. You don't have to have the perfect prime post and the perfect call to action. And we've actually seen a lot of people get kind of looked down on if they are marketing on Threads or trying to put any call to actions anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a really great place to find humans, like genuine humans, not people who are trying to sell their offers, although I'm not like looking down on that at all. It's just, it's just a genuine place, and it's really amazing. I haven't gone through and muted anybody actually at the moment, although I did find myself this morning kind of scrolling through and being like, who the fuck are these people? Where did they come from? Like, I don't want to see any of this, but I didn't take that step to mute them. So that's on my behalf.
I feel like it's going to be a really great place. And as you said, you know, there are people who have decided to try and like put their call to action and funnels and stuff through their new Threads account. And as you said, like the response from the community, the Threads community of that has just been really like, don't ruin this place. This is pure. This is like so personal. Like, don't ruin the vibe, you know? And I agree. And I feel like personally, I'm probably not going to utilize it for business. I think, though, for businesses, it's still a great opportunity to get on and connect with people on a really personal level. And like, I mean, I fear for anyone that goes and follows me on
Warning, please do not follow unless you are ready.
I actually put in my Threads bio. I changed it last night. I was like, please don't see this and go unfollow me.
I actually wanted to ask you about the Threads bio because it comes across automatically from Instagram. And I'm like, I just don't vibe that over here. What did you change it to?
I changed mine. I can read it out to you. I still have my pioneering my way through this great Aquarian renaissance. And then I said, I'm just here for a very dry laugh. Please don't unfollow me on Instagram after this. Full stop.
I love that. I think I'm just going to change mine to what happens in Threadland stays in Threadland.
I like that. I like that. And I feel like those in your community over on Instagram who do migrate over to your Threads space really do get that inside view of like this other lens. Because we were speaking about, I knew, speaking about the astrology of Threads. And, I mean, it's pretty hilarious. I mean, rising Sag, for one. Like, hello.
Makes sense.
I love that. And also, I was thinking this morning, because it's a rising Sag, that means that its chart ruler is Jupiter. Like, so we're here to expand and bring through abundance and just like, it's just going to be such an expansive place for people, but not so much. I don't think it's going to be in the domain of like bring through finance or cash or money or anything. I think it's going to expand relationships and that communication and stuff like that. But then, yeah, then we think about the Sagittarius and we're like, some of like, I know three Sagittarius suns, and all three of them are the driest, funniest people that I know. Like, what you see is what you get, and they just have the most fucked up sense of humor. And I can see that bringing, like, that energy is being brought out in people on Threads, and I'm seeing it so much at the moment, and I'm so happy about this.
Yeah, I agree. And just to like echo what you said before, I think I'm also not going to utilize it as like a business strategy per se. But for those who have a business, it's a really, really great way to humanize your brand, right? And to show this deeper aspect to the work that you do, because anybody can offer a service or promote a product, but like, are you cool on Threads? Like, no, not everybody is. So it's a good way to humanize and connect on that deeper level. And while I and probably Alicia won't be like, sign up to our new offer over there, we definitely will be sharing aspects of ourselves that doesn't always feel safe on Instagram, because I know in the past there have been times where we have shared particular aspects of what we're doing or what we're up to, and it's just like a really crappy space sometimes. And that's the same for TikTok. Like, you never know who's going to come and land on your stuff. And that's not to say it won't happen in Threads, but it's just it's a different vibe. And with the astrology, I think that's so funny. I was actually looking at to where Jupiter was on that chart you put up, and it's in the fourth house. So it makes sense that like, we're not necessarily expanding through abundance, but we're expanding through the things that make us feel at home and at ease with ourselves and safe in our space, and also calling in people who are like-minded and who, I don't know, want to make us feel like we're at home in our own world, because I think humor is super healing and the fourth house is a very healing place if you lean into it. And I think that's why that Sagittarius mix with that fourth house energy is so potent. Yeah. And it's cool.
Yeah. And also it's got its Chiron in the fourth as well in Aries, which is it's going to be really healing for people to feel like they can sort of come to this space and really be themselves and get back down to their roots of who they are and feel like they can share that in a way that is so healing for their hearts and their throats. Like, I honestly feel like people are going to have such a big energetic this is, mm-hmm. this feels good. Like, this space is going to be healing and it's going to feel good. Like, you're going to almost have this little homecoming by being able to just express yourself in the most, like, in the realest, most raw way, right? Like, we don't need to put up a picture. We don't, like, I pray that they don't bring out like a stories function or like a reels with trending sounds or anything. Like, it's purely just writing and, like, you know, if you want to put an image up, you're literally uploading it directly from your camera roll, right? So, like, I just think that it's so pure right now. And I really hope that old Marky Mark doesn't get in and make too many changes to it. I feel like ads are on the way, though. I can see that coming.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, like, he has to monetize it somehow, right? I mean, there has to be that sort of, like, otherwise I'm like, man, the real root behind this, like, he wants to make money, right? I know he wants to get back at Elon, but he wants to make money too, so.
What's Twitter's monetization strategy? How are they making money over there?
I'm pretty sure there are there ads in on Twitter? I know that they have the verification and, like, paid.
Oh, yeah.
The same as, like, Meta Verified has. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what else it is, though.
Let's hope and pray that doesn't come in. Is that a really bum year?
Yeah, I'm just not vibing with that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a cool place, though. It really is. And it's really funny to see, like, what goes through people's minds on any given moment. And, like, just going back to that Chiron too, I think that for a lot of people who are healing that way of expressing their true self, expressing their authentic self, letting people into who they really are, I think it's going to be almost a challenge to begin with. And the only reason I say this is because when I signed up, I had this moment of, like, oh, I want to post, but what are people going to think about my first post? Like, in this whole, like, inner dialogue thing. And I posted something super inauthentic and I was like, this is not making me feel happy. I just did it because I didn't know what else to fucking post and I wanted to be like. And so I think that happened for a lot of people, right? And as you dig deeper and you really allow yourself to be seen and open that throat chakra, there's a lot of fun on the way. And it is going to be super, super healing for a lot of people.
Yeah. Definitely. I noticed as well that, which I love as well, it's got, it's Mars in Leo and also Venus is, like, stacked right next to its Mars as well in Leo, which is really beautiful. And both in the eighth, like, how transformational. Like, for me, looking at that, I'm seeing, like, such beautiful energy come through with, like, real raw expression, like that passion ignited through like a transformational experience in sharing and sort of the opportunity to build yourself again in a way that feels good and express yourself in a way that feels transformational and true to yourself. And a whole lot of fire.
A whole lot of fire.
It is going to be beautiful. And I mean, like, it's also got, like, Black Moon Lilith too in the eighth right next to that as well. Like, they're all conjunct. Big eighth house stellium.
Huge, right? And we know Lilith absolutely despises, like, systems and people who want to keep us small and in a corner and in a box. So I think that's really fucking healing. But you know what's crazy? The fact that its sun is literally conjunct Mercury in the seventh house. And literally the purpose of this platform is to communicate with one another. And it couldn't be more relationships. Perfect. Right? Couldn't be more perfect with Mercury being the planet of communication, Sun being the planet of purpose, and seventh house being relationships and partnerships. So I think
It's
really fascinating to see that play out.
Yeah. And in, like, Of course. I love that it's still got that beautiful, tender Cancer sun too.
Yeah.
It's still a cradle. I'm just a baby.
Whereas Elon Musk is like, fuck the cradle. I want to leave the cradle. We should not be in the cradle anymore.
Yeah, he's like, welcome to the real world.
Literally.
I respect that. I honestly respect that. But this is just a nice space for now. I just hope that it doesn't get ruined. And I know I was having a bit of a laugh over the weekend because I know I've seen so many people post about it. They're like, oh, I'm not going over there. Like, it's like freaking out, being so paranoid about the fact that like it keeps your data and stuff. And I'm bro. Like, for anyone who's freaking out about that or like have seen this post go around saying like you have to delete your Instagram account if you want to delete your Threads account, it's like that's not true. You can still deactivate it. Just like if we want, I'm pretty sure to have a Facebook Messenger account, you have to have a Facebook account, but you can deactivate it. You just can't delete it. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one links to the other. I'm pretty sure that they've just built Threads off the same framework as Instagram. So Instagram kind of like holds the data of the Threads account, which is why you can't actually delete one without the other. But if people think that Meta hasn't been collecting their data and saving it since they signed up to their Facebook account like 15 years ago, then I'm sorry, you've clearly mistaken.
It's the memo.
I've read the fine print, Virgo vibes.
Of course you have.
It's been saving your messages. It's been like collecting all your posts. It has ownership rights over every photo you post. And I'm like, shit, at least Threads doesn't have like a messaging function. Like people aren't sending private messages and stuff, doing deals in the DMs and having it be saved. So like, you know, I think that there's not a huge need to feel so paranoid about it. And we're already fucked. Like we're that far into technology now that it's like, why stop now? Jump on the next one. Like we're already fucked. So enjoy it. That is my motto.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, nothing is private at this point. And if you're reading that post on Instagram, you're already in it. So why not just come and join us over in Threads? Like your data is already collected.
Join us.
I agree. And look, like, there's always going to be a downside. It's polarity. It's natural. But if you don't want to be over there, that's fine. I know my partner doesn't want to be over there. Loser. It's fine. I tried to be like, why not? He's like, I've already spent too much time on my phone. And I was like, okay, that's fair because my screen time is definitely since downloading it the other week.
I know. I just keep jumping between the two and I'm like, oh, fuck, Instagram's boring. Over to Threads I go. Then I go back to Threads and I'm like, ooh, okay, I've caught up. And I'm like, wonder what's happening on Instagram. I haven't posted anything on my Instagram account for like 3 or 4 days now. I'm like, oh, shit, better do something. It's nice, though.
It is really nice. I'd be so curious to see all of the other platforms' engagement and whether it's increased or decreased. I know a lot of people have actually been saying that their followers over on Instagram have increased since starting on Threads, which is fascinating because I don't know too much about how you find new people or whether new accounts are kind of in your feed. I have no idea about any of that. But yeah, it's fascinating. Very fascinating.
I guess it's been really easy to connect with people that I don't know as well, because I think on Threads too, I see posts that like people that I do follow, they have commented on. So that kind of connects me with their audience, like their people that they're interjecting and putting in their space as well. So it's like that cross networking is happening a lot easier, because obviously on Instagram, like, I don't know who's commenting on what. It doesn't come up like when any of my friends comment on like other people's posts and stuff. So that's been interesting, because I think like attracts like as well. So a lot of people that, you know, you're friends with or that you follow, you're probably going to enjoy the content that they're also interacting with as well. So that I think that's a really cool function that we're able to see that and able to also sort of, you know, make that conscious decision to connect with those people too. And yeah, I actually like it. It's like we're building a big family of like-minded people.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it really does feel like one big girls chat at the moment on my threads. I love it so much. It's such a fun way to connect with other people and also meet new people. Like, I've been following this one particular Instagram account, never interacted with any of their content that they've put up. No particular reason, but over on threads, like they just showed this different part of them and we got into a really good conversation and it was so genuine and it was so nice. And I feel like that would have never happened if, one, I didn't let my own wall down, because for me, there's also this huge wall up on connecting with other people's content on Instagram. It just feels different. It doesn't necessarily feel genuine or authentic. And so it was such a beautiful experience. And there's been so many like that. I'm curious to see what everybody else's thoughts on threads are, whether you're vibing it, whether you don't like it. I know somebody from our community was saying that she doesn't know if she'll stay on there, which I thought was interesting. And I know a few people are not going to go over there as well. So it's funny to see these different different people and the different opinions that they hold and why.
I think what's interesting as well is that I think a lot of people have seen this new platform pop up and they're thinking, oh my goodness, we have an opportunity to carve this space by scratch, because we've learned the lessons on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook of like what we don't like in the space. And I think a lot of people are feeling the toxicity that that looms in those spaces. So they've seen this as an opportunity to come and jump over and create the space that they want to make it and have it feel really good, because it is like starting again. So I love that. I think that probably a majority of us, minus like the 5% of people that are still trying to sell on there, failing, getting dragged down, because like the 95% of us are like, not here. Like, I feel like we're all like the caretakers of this new thread space. It's like we're all like subconsciously employed to just like keep the space safe. And like, if anyone ruins it, like that person will be told that they're like, they're out of line. Don't be selling here. Do not be selling. Like, this is for connecting only. Like, and I love that everyone's on the same wavelength there. So it's like, we have this opportunity to build this beautiful safe space and we're all kind of understanding the assignment, and I fucking love it. I'm so here for that.
Yeah, me too. It's this really fun unspoken word between all of us, because not once have I heard somebody say, stand up for people who are selling on here, or like, you know, it's just this unspoken word between all of us. We're like, no, that's not happening here. We don't want that space to be like this. No, it's really beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. And I can't wait to see what it turns into, because I know that connection is a pillar for everybody. And especially at the moment, we're really looking for like-minded people. We want to find our tribe. We want to find people who care about the same things with us. And a lot of us have this deeper mission to, you know, expand consciousness and find a tribe that resonates with us. And so I think this is a really exciting place to do that. The astrology shows that it's possible. I know a lot of people have poo-pooed the astrology, but I honestly love it. And I think it's a really beautiful place. But like anything, it is what you make it. And it's all about the lenses that you look through, right? A lot of people absolutely vibe with Twitter, and that's just because they've had a really positive experience on there. And so this is a beautiful place that you can kind of create your own experience, and you have an opportunity to, you know, do with it what you wish, but also join people who are really like-minded and want to create a genuine, pure place of connection, not necessarily a place of like, I don't know, all of the crappy things we see on other platforms, right?
Yeah. I'm like listening to you, I'm like, literally my page is a whole joke.
Yeah.
Look, we're connecting, but we're connecting over the fucked up shit that I'm like putting up. Oh, yeah,
100%. The humanist stuff, right? I saw you posted underwear on there. I'm like, girl, I didn't even read that.
It was like, what is the last picture in your camera roll? And my sister had sent me a photo of her underwear. She was going through her drawers and she was like, I'm finally throwing this disheveled pair of undies out. I've had them since I was like 14. I think she's 27 or something. Oh. And I'm like, girl, I'm celebrating you. This is a big moment. And I just posted them. I was like, well, that's the last picture. It's going up.
We need to savor this.
Savor this moment. Vulnerability. They're not my underwear, so I'm not concerned. She's not on Threads yet. Not concerned. So haven't broken that news to her yet that her underwear is now owned by Meta. But hey.
Literally. You have no hope. No hope of returning those underwear, even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. No.
I think this has been a really fun chat. I think that for those who are feeling a little bit uncertain of whether they wanted to jump over there, if you've listened to this and you feel like this is a fun space to be, give it a go. Don't come back and complain to us if you decide you don't want to be there.
Don't ruin our space for us, please.
Don't ruin the space. Don't decide to go over there and sell your shit because we won't have it. Okay, I'll call you out for it. No, I'm joking. Do what you want to do, seriously, but don't.
I was going to say she will call you out. She has done it.
I'm having fun, and I feel like a lot of other people are, and I'm really interested to know if you decide to jump over there, what are your thoughts on it so far? Let us know. Share this if you're listening to it and you've got your own opinions about it. Share them. We'd love to read them. Obviously, this is a two-way street, so we're going to expect people to not have, you know, the most picture-perfect view on it. We're all human beings. You're allowed to have different opinions sometimes. whenever you like. But, yeah, I think that it's been a hot topic, and I'm glad that we got to dive into it because it's a huge opportunity for people to connect on a different platform and create something that they want to create without all the toxicity from Instagram. So let us know how you feel about it, if you're joining, if you have. Also, if there's anything that, you know, stuck out to you during this episode and you want to share it, please go ahead and share it and tag us. We love seeing when you guys share our stuff. My little heart just like lights up. I love my outros. They're great. If you would like to submit any topics that you want us to speak about or dive into, please DM us, or I'm pretty sure there's a function on our Instagram page, or you can send in to us on the podcast platform, Spotify. I don't even know where it is. You guys will find it. I'm sure you guys are big kids. You can do it. I believe in you. But we'd love to hear. We would love to hear. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find us on all platforms. We love you. Have a great, great Monday, and we'll see you in Threads Land.
See you in Threads Land.